This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The word diplomat usually conjures up images of people in suits, shaking hands, and sitting in conference rooms. My guest today paint a drastically different picture. They are DJs, MCs, singers, dancers, and beatmakers who are exploring how hip-hop can be a tool for international diplomacy. They're part of an international music exchange and diplomacy initiative called Next Level, co-sponsored by the State Department and UNC Chapel Hill. Six artists have been in North Carolina this week to talk about conflict resolution and jam with local artists, among other things. They're going to perform an open jam session at the Stroud Bar and Nightclub tonight in Chapel Hill from 8 to 10, but first they're with me in the studio. FTR is a leading beatmaker and a producer in Zimbabwe, in that hip-hop scene, well-known there. FTR, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me on the show, Frank.
And my pleasure. Also with us is Malbika Brahma, a singer and a composer whose music is a fusion of folk, blues, and Indian classical. Malbika, welcome. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And Toussa Senarap is one of the most prominent rappers in the city of Dakar, Senegal. Toussa, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you to be here.
Good to have you here. Mark Katz is also with us, director of the Next Level program and a music professor at UNC Chapel Hill. Hello, Mark.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Tell us more about the Next Level project. How's it work?
Well, Next Level, as you said, is an initiative that's co-sponsored by the State Department and UNC Chapel Hill Music Department. And the purpose of it is to use hip-hop as a form of cultural diplomacy. So hip-hop is everywhere in the world, and we think of it as a bridge that can connect people of different cultures, different races, different religions, different histories. And so over the past year, we've been sending teams of American hip-hop artists abroad to six different countries, and they've had residencies where they teach, they work on entrepreneurship, conflict resolution, and address pressing social issues. And what we're doing now is that we've brought six artists, one from each of those countries, back to the U.S. to complete the circle and bring the exchange here.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you've crossed a lot of borders with this project. One, we don't always think of hip-hop in terms of diplomacy, but also the academy. I mean, you teach this as a discipline at UNC, and it's being taught other places as well, right?
That's right. This is something new for the academy in the sense that we're not just teaching hip-hop. And hip-hop has been taught, as you mentioned, in universities for quite a while. Now, I think the next level, so to speak, of hip-hop education is really teaching how to create hip-hop, how to make the music, how to be part of the culture. And we're trying also to get out of the classroom. And that's what this initiative is about, is getting out in the world and applying what we know about hip-hop and hip-hop culture and using it to connect people.
And you're working with the State Department on this. What's the role of the State Department?
Well, the State Department funds this. This is a cultural diplomacy program that's been part of a tradition that the State Department has supported for decades. So many people know that famous jazz artists like Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie went abroad on behalf of the State Department in the 50s and 60s. This is an extension of that program.
Well, FTR, let's find out a little bit about you and your approach to music. Tell us about yourself.
I'm a hip-hop producer and a beat maker. I'm from Zimbabwe. I've been in the industry for about 10 years professionally. I make beats. I work with artists from all over the world. And yeah, basically that's it.
Well, we've got hip-hop artists in this country with grandchildren. It goes back a long way in the U.S. How about Zimbabwe?
In Zimbabwe, it's a young industry. I would say it's been around for about 10 to 15 years, but it's growing very fast. And in the last 3 years, I've seen exponential growth, which is related to social media. I think the introduction of social media has helped. Internet infrastructure has helped as well, because it's now an outlet that the youth can use to get their music out.
Well, and you're talking about kind of global technical phenomena, which brings us to the whole notion of hip-hop as a global language and a global music. Is it particular? Is there something that would distinguish a Zimbabwe sound, a sound that we might hear there that would be unique?
As it's developing, since it's a young industry in Zimbabwe, it's developing. And as it's developing, there's a specific sound that you would hear, probably language would be one of the main distinctive things, even though we also do rap in English. and also the use of traditional instruments in the hip-hop sound. But the sound itself is still developing from the original sound of hip-hop that you hear here in the U.S.
Can you give us a sample of some of what you do?
Yes, I can. I'm just going to play an instrumental I've made. Here I tried to fuse, I fuse a lot of different sounds from all over the world because I believe hip-hop is a sound from all over the world. So I put in different samples from India, from Zimbabwe, from the U.S. So I call this instrumental Chakra.
That is a little bit of a piece by beatmaker FTR from Zimbabwe, one of six artists who are participating in the Next Level program. Three of them are with us today on the State of Things. Describe for us the hip-hop scene. Is there a club scene as well in Zimbabwe?
Yes, there is. So the hip-hop scene is divided into the elements of hip-hop itself. So you've got hip-hop DJs in Zimbabwe. We've got b-boys and dancers in Zimbabwe. We've got MCs and rappers in Zimbabwe. We've got producers. So these all come together to form the hip-hop scene that's there. So we have people producing, coming up with songs, people dancing at contests and coming up with rap battles and things like of that nature.
Malabika, tell us a little bit about how you got connected with hip-hop. How did you get your start?
Yeah, that's an interesting story for me. I'm basically a folk musician, a folk singer. And I do Bawl music, which is a Sufi in my place. I got connected with hip-hop through Next Level. Like, that was my first hip-hop opening. I was selected as a local artist, like, to bring in my culture, like the indigenous Indian culture, which is Bawl and Sufi, predominantly the root culture of India. So I collaborated with the hip-hop artist who came with Next Level, and I understood that this is not about just a music, it is about a culture, it is about root, different roots. So we have different names in different countries, but ultimately it is the same thing. We are talking about peace, we are talking about staying connected together, like building up something universal. So that's how I connect with hip-hop, and I call myself a hip-hop artist now.
Is that how you see it, that the root message in hip-hop and the root message in Sufi is...
It's the same for me.
And when, but the styles are very different, and you have a connection to Indian classical music, which has to be different from folk music in the way it sounds, and then hip-hop, this kind of global sound.
If we go back to the roots, so first it was folk music, like music came from nature. So then we'll develop the sounds into like became more technical. Like if you talk about Indian classical music, the ragas, they are very much connected to folk tunes. So folk is the mother, like it is the root of all of us. And in hip hop, the most important thing of hip hop music to me is the groove, the beats. So I felt very connected with the beats in Sufi and Bawl and the hip hop beats. Maybe the instruments are different, but the groove is the same. The groove he just played now from Zimbabwe, taking elements from all other countries, I really feel that's a groove in which I can definitely put my lyrics, which is, the meaning will be Sufi lyric, about our body, like about how to keep ourselves peaceful and like think about the other person, not only about ourselves. So that is, in a way, the same language hip-hop is talking about, like connection between people.
Well, can you give us a sample of your work?
Sure, I can. Since I'm a singer, I can just sing a little bit, like maybe you. It's a South Indian song I want to sing to you. It's a spiritual South Indian song about Sharavana. Sharavanavavayanam Tirumandiram Thanai Sadayaviyanav Om Sharavanavavayanam Tirumandiram Thanai Sadayaviyanav. That's a South Indian song.
That is Malavika Brahma. She is from India, one of six artists participating in the Next Level program. Three of them here with us today. That had a very Indian feel to my ear, an East Indian feel. Where is the hip-hop in that, or do you bring instruments to that in your performances?
Yes.
And so that's when I'd hear some of the maybe the technical sounds and some of the other beats and grooves.
When we sing, like when we play some songs now after we like after this session, like you will be able to understand how why I'm talking about like hip hop and Baul is same. I will sing Baul songs and he will play a hip hop track, and I bet like you will never feel that it's like something. You are listening from up. You will feel the connection.
How about your audience, people in India?
India.
How they feel?
I have been working with my music, which is my lyrics are traditional, my music is traditional, but I incorporate all different elements of blues, jazz, and Indian classical into my music because I grew up listening to blues. I grew up listening to Indian classical, and for youth, the music which I do is. The music which they can connect to because of the instruments I choose. I choose guitar. Mm. I put bass guitar, but I also put tabla. So when you only give tabla to the youth, they are not interested. So when you put a drum beat and a tabla beat together, so that, yeah, this is what I want to do. I want to listen to drums. So that's how I want to bridge between India and the rest of the world.
So when you add the guitar, the tabla becomes a drum.
Yeah. Mostly I arrange in a way, I play the tabla beats in a drum and the drum beats in a tabla.
Oh, wow. It's beautiful stuff. Tusa, tell us a little bit about the scene in Senegal, because I understand it's a little more difficult there. In a way, the music there is the music of resistance, but tell us more.
Yeah, hip-hop female in Senegal, it's a little bit difficult. It's difficult and different because the people in my people, they don't understand. They can't understand really the female do something like something rap, you know, they think about it. Hip-hop is just the masculine, yes, word. And now we're trying to make some building different because the lady have themselves about this culture, and they have a lot of story and a lot of situation they can't talking about and share it the people. You know, and that's why I try to building up and make my own structure and give them spaces to try and work them own self and growing up then they own thing. And well, yes, that makes sense.
Was it a struggle for you because you're pretty well known now and you're really among the top in your profession overall, but as you point out, it's rare for a woman to be in this position at all. Was it a struggle for you to get there?
Yes. We have to do that work because I started to do hip hop in 2006. That's I was very young, and I know this culture. What's happening? This is where I'm feeling better, and this is the most thing I know to do. You know, and I can do. You know, and that's why it's very important for me to work. On these women in Senegal and help them to growing up and to have the leadership, their own leadership, and know a lot of about entrepreneurship, you know, and growing up, you know, and yeah.
It's not just about the vocal talent, it's also about making it business and making
it
pay,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. It's another step, you know, because now music is not only make music, it's a lot of stuff.
I get a sample of your work?
Yeah, you can get it. Okay. Manda may def rap, rap di ma def, body jigen di def rap, ñu jaawale lak cheikh, muno di def rap, bolé ci romu neex, kanam bu ayéré day neex jaaré le père, ku ne li nga bëgg la la nit di jappé ci xam xam li nga bëgg xam la le prof di teach, da ngeena am blême de genre, bu gor defé ben xamal ni jigen mëna sang.
MC Tusa Senarab from Senegal, one of six artists participating in the Next Level program. What was that about?
Oh, I'm speaking. I do this music because it's what I have to do. It's my choice, and I respect myself to choose this thing. And I believe it, something who men can do, women can do the same thing, you know, and we have just to work together, you know, and to make a little bit equality because we need it. And
Malavika, the same resistance? Have you encountered the same resistance in India or elsewhere that you've gone?
Yeah, as you know about India now, like, we have a lot of gender violence going on, and it is really tough for a woman to survive as a musician or anything other than just a 9-to-5 job. When you are in an alternative profession, you don't get that you what you want to get. Like, at the end of the day, I completely agree with what Tusa said. Like, I do face this struggle too.
FTR is the only man in this group. You know, well, hip-hop has faced this challenge and this critique before, that it is sometimes misogynistic and that it is not friendly to women. I mean, is that something that you take on as part of your music, or in any way sense that that is an issue that, that hip-hop is sort of saddled with?
I do believe that it is an issue that is found in hip-hop. Even in Zimbabwe, I find that the number of artists, female artists who are up on the plate, are fewer than the male artists. But I think I encourage all artists in general, and I try and work with as many artists as I can, whether male or female. But it's just maybe sometimes our culture, as in our traditional culture, affects their decision and into coming into music and being being able to take it up as a profession. So I think it's a challenge that we all face, and it's we are definitely noting it. But as we get into a more modernized generation, it's becoming more acceptable and it's becoming more open. I'm seeing more female artists come up and take on music as a profession.
What did it mean to you to be tapped as to have someone come up and say, I'd like you to be a hip-hop diplomat? I mean, what do you think your role is as a diplomat?
I was very pleased to be selected as part of a member to come through as for the Next Level program. And to me, hip-hop diplomacy means connecting with artists. It means taking back as well as giving. So I come here with my culture in terms of hip-hop, and I share it with all the artists that I work with, and I spread a message of connecting where there are no bridges.
Well, you talked about connection, and yeah. Malavika, you did too, and I want to put this next question to you. As you can hear, you know, in Tusa's lyrics, it is also the music of resistance, is it not? I mean, isn't that not a central core? And if you talk about the root of hip-hop,
of course,
an important part?
Of course. I think it started with the urge of being heard. Like, there's some issues going on around us, and nobody's listening. So when I was a child, I felt disconnected with the society and what's going around me. I wanted some medium through which I can express myself. I chose music. And now, like, hip-hop is the next level to my music, where I really can take my issues to the world. Like, this is the problem I'm facing. This is the way I want to be heard. And it is a great tool, because when you are on stage, there's a beat maker, there's a dancer, there's a rapper, there's a singer, there's a DJ. So it's much easier for you to connect with your audience and whoever is listening to you guys. So they feel, first you attract people through music, and then you spread your message. This is what I want to do. So it's much easier if you just write and give a speech. Not so easy. This is the way. Good.
We're taking it to the next level today. UNC music professor and director of the Next Level program, Mark Katz, is with us, along with beatmaker FTR from Zimbabwe, singer-composer Malavika Brahma from India, and rapper Tusa Senarup from Senegal. We're going to be back with much more music in our next segment of The State of Things, and I invite you to stay tuned.
All right.
Beatmaker from Zimbabwe, man, you big deal. Yeah.
This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio, talking with three international hip-hop artists who are in town this week to explore how hip-hop can foster cross-cultural exchange. They're participants in a program called Next Level. It's an initiative funded by the State Department and run by UNC Chapel Hill. FTR is with us. He's a leading beatmaker in Zimbabwe. Malabika Brahma is a singer and a composer whose music is a fusion of folk blues and Indian classical. And Tusa Senarup is one of the most prominent rappers in the city of Dakar, Senegal. And Mark Katz is with us as well, the director of the Next Level program and a music professor at UNC Chapel Hill. Mark, tell us a little bit about why these particular artists were chosen. Three here, and there are three others. How do they get chosen?
Sure. So, as I mentioned, part of this program, or the main part of this program, is that we send American artists abroad, and they went to each of the countries that these artists are from. And while they were there, we asked the American artists to keep an eye out on the musicians that they were working with, the local musicians. And we told them that we would like to bring one person from each of those countries. And we asked them to think about who exemplified the ideals of the musician diplomat, someone who is excellent as a singer, dancer, beatmaker, DJ, so on, but also someone who has the personal qualities that we're looking for, someone who exemplifies strong leadership, someone who would work well with others, someone who is socially aware and active, and someone who could bring what he or she learns from that experience in the U.S. back to their home country. And I'll just say, for example, Tusa is very much involved in promoting women rappers and women musicians. So we thought she was an excellent person because she is a leader within her community and she is doing something really important in her country.
Well, maybe, I can ask you to tell us a little bit about that, Tusa, about the community work you do and how you bring people together.
Oh, I bring people together, but something like this, to do workshop, to work together, to make something, to build something together, to make music all day together, and we have some thing to do to say, because we are faced on a different problem all day. That's why we work all day together, and we have some collective female named Gotal. And we all have a different MC. We have MC, singer, and manager, Ina. She takes all the picture and make a video sometime. We are a big team.
But it's interesting. It's not, we shouldn't take this for granted because, as you point out, it's a lot of work to make a career in the business that you're in addition to having the talent. So then to spend time bringing people together, doing community projects that may not necessarily be part of the business end is a real sacrifice and commitment on your part, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big problem, but we just need to work on it. Because we have to do that. It's really rare to see some lady doing beat maker same like FTR, and that's what Next Level giving this change on my community to open the beat making for all female and to coming to work on it.
Well, I know you've collaborated a little bit on some of your work, and I wonder if we can hear a sample of that now and get some have you do a song for us. All together, would you?
This next track is basically the first track we worked on when we all met up here for the first time in the U.S. It's a culmination of all our talents and all our energy. It includes a sample actually from one of Malabika's songs from Indian with some folk guitar riffs, and then we added some hip-hop drums to it. So I'm just going to play it, and then they're going to write.
I want to add a word to it. Like, we have three more bandmates who are not here. So they have their parts here too, but we are just going to do like bring in their parts.
Okay.
Both of us.
Yep, yep. Yeah. This is Next Level. Yeah, the global. Next Level. Yeah, this is, man. ok mixtape mariage temporaire chanson rap ak tangaler wagn ligue ak tankoler formulaire ta chou dem der ñom bokku ñu ñi sanni xer so mixtape sen ciobu mer yima deg yeb day polier sto way legal def na dal so beugé ni dafa minimal nga éliminer humanité animal agent fay pep yu mat sax da si dal mais comme lay gis na matal agent books na matal freedom bayo ko mi ngi xopti xal wax ma kan moy ñemé kal bi mixtape mo leni fal sen xolalal atena tej len campanat réclame arrêté chaîne canal
kunu kunu shabe robi
name
dhire dhire re kunu kunu shabe robi name dhire dhire re kunu kunu shabe robi name dhire dhire re
Les rêves sont gratuits, j'en fais beaucoup. Je touche du tout, même du cuir pour tenir le coup. Les faits, ça passe, les faits s'entassent. Pour ceux qui se prennent la tête, la rage, ça casse. Nous devons du monde, nous devons du monde, nous devons du monde. 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 Nous devons du monde. Le monde est mélodique pour ceux qui le comprennent. Chaque jour, ils en profitent. Les plots, qui se devent amener.
Kunu kunu shabe robish,
right.
Name dhire dhire re. Kunu kunu shabe robish, name dhire dhire re. Kunu kunu shabe robish, name dhire dhire re. Kunu kunu shabe robish, name dhire dhire re.
FTR, beat maker, from Zimbabwe, man. Yeah, go.
There we have FTR, Malavika Brahma, and Tusa Senarap. That's a little bit of a tune they're going to do. It's a, there are three artists actually participating in the Next Level Cultural Exchange Program, and they're going to perform an open jam session with the whole group at the Stroud Bar and Nightclub in Chapel Hill tonight from 8 to 10. They're here with us now. So let me ask you, I'll start with you, Malavika. What's it like to actually collaborate and be kind of on the road with this group and work together?
This is a dream come true. I have my first, like, a proper band, like a team who understands me. I don't have to talk. The best thing is, if I look at him, he knows what I want.
Well, tell me, and what was going on in that song? Tell me what the lyrics were. Both of you, I guess, Tusa and
yeah,
Malavika?
Yeah, my lyrics, it's, I say, dream is gratuit. It's free. And I do a lot of think about that. I dreaming a lot of, but I need now to make all this thing and all this dream became true, you know, became something reality, and I keep it to do it, and now everything coming.
Can I ask you to do another one for us?
Day ak désolant ken def mo signe de vie tout day ñep mo faté en dana am surprise tay gisuma plan day bi gëna guddu ci man comme dundu reculant amuma fête ba nopi fatigant time go trop lent mingi bëgg amerdant bayina di ko fété ñan dundu mën ko féké life Caprice l'andeke, trompe l'œil, a cramé brise djer, feke ou nou fenge judo, bege brise lampe, bobe legi yang ici, di brise van, it's our day, Malavika brise tout, hamouma loun me yene, de bi noko wara annonce, nye po me zappe, sama dara di koule po planke, e recle briskeman, invite ou ma, ma dundu sama koye, comme da, pristeman.
Dil dori arma jere bhai, আছে মজার কারখানা দিল দরিয়ার মাঝে রে ভাই আছে মজার কারখানা
ওকে মানি খালা ইয়েক গেন্ট ইয়েক ওয়াখ ইয়েক ইয়েপ নিঙ্গি দন সি দগ লো গিস তাই মুই নিয়ও খামাল নি দেম্ব ইয়াও ইয়া কো তগ ফি কেন ওয়াখুল কেন লুই দগ kushine nanlek linga nek tenga sag bur bula dana le ya ku bug li fenchi say nu yo wona sangora ganga may ko lep tay mom daf arrogant town be lake fi ken amul tan borom wax ju beuri ci da jor ko ban ye da jor ko ban
Artist FTR, Malavika Brahma, and Tusa Senarao, three of the artists participating in the Next Level Cultural Exchange Program. They're going to perform an open jam session at the Stroud Bar and Nightclub in Chapel Hill tonight from 8 until 10. They're here with us now, along with Mark Katz from UNC Chapel Hill. So, FTR, what's it been like for you to be on the road, to both collaborate but also have this diplomatic mission? What have you learned? How's it been for you?
It's been a great experience. I never imagined that I was going to be here in this month and doing what I love with so many different people. It's been a great experience to fuse talents and to even have specialized people, like where I have rappers who know how to rap and they do that part, and I have DJs who mix the tracks that we produce and have a dancer who can do the routines to everything that we do. So it's just been a great experience having specialized people. And I've also learned a lot being here, besides just performing and rehearsing. We've also been doing workshops on entrepreneurship in our arts, on conflict resolution, global music practices, and just a lot of meeting a lot of other people in the industry who've got knowledge to impart and to share with us, which I can take back with me and also use to develop my own community.
Mark, what about you from the academic standpoint? What has this tour meant for you? How does it change, or does it, anything for you in the classroom?
It changes a lot. It's been an amazing experience. I've gone to every one of these countries. I've been in Tusa's studio. I've worked with FTR in Zimbabwe. I've been with Malavika in India. And it's really opened horizons for me in terms of what an academic can do. So I'm not just studying. I'm not just looking at things from afar. I'm taking part in them. So this is going to be a book project at some point where I'm going to write about all of this. And this is something that I think is important for academics in general, also just to get out into the world. And I think that can really enrich the scholarly perspective, and that's definitely what it's done for me.
Malavika, you have been involved in a fusion project for a long time, fusing Indian folk and classical, then hip-hop. Now you're with these other artists. Has anything changed for you? Has this broadened the way you understand hip-hop?
Of course. It's been a new learning experience for me from day one when I got connected with these people. I was checking each one of our music on the internet before we came here. And I was, to be very honest, I was a little worried about how do I get my sound into this thing. Because there never been, I don't know if there is an Indian hip-hop like this, the way we are doing now. I don't know if there is any other band out in the world. So, but when I met them, we met together. And the comfort zone that was created with each artist is the key point of this band.
Tusa, does it change things for you? Change your understanding of your own music by being part of this group?
Yes, that changed a lot of things, because I remember my first show, I just invite all the musicians different, because I'm not bringing some dancer, you know. And this thing is, I see we all are together and different part of hip-hop, because hip-hop is not only rap, you know, it's DJing, it's dance, and we have to work together. You know, we have to perform together and to doing a lot of things together. That's the first thing and the most important I learned with my team. And also to how to work in this city, because I know we have a lot of organization in here, and that's what we need in my community. My music industry need organization, a big organization.
You can take home some tips, some things you picked up on the road.
Yes.
Well, I appreciate it, and thank you all for being on the program today. Toussa Senarap, one of the most prominent rappers in Dakar, Senegal. Malabika Brahma, a singer and a composer. Her music fuses folk, blues, Indian classical, and hip-hop. And FTR, a leading beatmaker in Zimbabwe. And Mark Katz, director of the Next Level program and music professor at UNC Chapel Hill. Thank all of you for being on the program.
Thank you for having us.
I'm going to leave you some time to play us out, but before, I want to remind everybody that these three musicians, along with the rest of the Next Level participants, are going to open a jam session at the Stroud Bar and Nightclub in Chapel Hill tonight from 8 to 10. And this is the state of things that you're listening to from North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Once again, hip-hop artist Malabika Brahma, Toussa Senarap, and FTR.
Alright. Okay. Mani astudu aida mandama aiga linga get dembala ko bin mongi taiga ku nek ak sa shwega flavor bula neex nang ci dox moy sa viga hasta la vista nanga sip ni mongi ñew e c'est la diva xew xew bu ne lu ñi animé am nañ ci animé ni geew hip hop la daga tek lu sette raf bu dara jaxaso sa bop fi lepp lañ def jaxase raga xura ndaka li dara du ko dakk ku ne du tulli mal li ci sa bi dañuy job bay pax sax di dugu di dé ñi tardé dañu guddé xamuñu fuñu dem ak lu ñi def c'est pas le goût.
Ora tu ina boli lire, ora tu ina boli lire, ora tu ina boli lire, poin kare, kare li amare.
Yeah, kare li amare. Yeah,
ora tu ina boli lire, ora tu ina boli lire, bhare li amare, re tu bhare li amare.
Yeah,
bhare li amare, tu bhare li amare.
Oh.
Bharli amare tu hi bharli amare bharli amare tu hi bharli amare
mani okay dañi def luñu mën ñun liñu xam moy def music bo ba legi ñongi ci fi def busy waye duñu bay dara sonu duñu gëd dara lepp lañuy def ñun dañu wara soxla jang ñun dañu soxla am xam xam ñun dañu soxla mag ñun liñu soxla.